Hier, auch nach Memtes. Nicht nach Memtes. Hier, nicht das Erscheinen bei Xus über Paris. You let him make hat tomorrow with Xus with the begit, with your shirt, with your jacket. They say, right, these are the shilas on, even before Shabbos, is also to make hatmona with something that's moist of heaven. If the material makes the pot hotter, that's also because then at the gzera, maybe you put a remetz, a coal, in the hatmona, and you come to hit it on Shabbos. If the chefet is not moist of heaven, then you're allowed to make the hatmona before Shabbos. So, toim nibuksus, you're allowed to use tam a beggar, tam a jacket, or a coat, that's in some material is not moist of heaven. So before Shabbos, when you take the chon pot or the soup pot off the fire, you're allowed to wrap it around with clothing. The ksus of a peris, or then you could use fruit, dried out fruit if you want. You could use it to wrap around the pot. The chanfe yoina, you could use the feathers of a pigeon. Over nesura shacharoshim, sawdust. Charoshim usually means a carpenter. Nesuris means a small sawdust. When he comes with saws, the sawdust is also not moist of heaven, so you're allowed to put it all around the pot. Or if you have a bunch of sawdust, you can put the pot, stick it into the sawdust. It'll just retain the heat. It's not moist of heaven. So if you do this before Shabbos, it's mutter. Uvenura shall pishtun, what then? Pieces of flax, daka. Only small pieces of flax, that's not moist of heaven. We have Yehuda oise bedake or mate begata. We have Yehuda's faket. He says if it's a big piece, it's also a thick piece of faket. Oise bedake. If it's a small piece of nuras of pishtin, he holds the smice of heaven. It's awesome. Umate begasim. But if it's a thick piece of flax, that's not smice of heaven. You can make katimona. Kadrashi, nuras, dak, small pieces. Shinurim and a pishtin, it comes out of the flax. The kurin arishtim. Nisiris, shemanasrin, hanagorim, minoetim. When you saw the wood, you get the sawdust. Over teris, going chitim, kitnius. Kadrashi, bavrons, with apples, you don't put around the peri. That means if you have wheat or kidneys or beans, I'm only going to put the pot inside the bunch of beans. So the beans get all around it, and it's mekayim the heat. So that's mutter. Comes for yoina, noitza. The feathers of a pigeon, of a yoina, that's mutter to use. Yeah. So these things are not most of heaven. The ma'amar of yoinai, every noi. Tfilin, tzrichin guf noki. When you wear tfilin, you have to have a clean guf. Your body has to be clean. Like what Kalisha Baal Kunafayim. Like this Tana, the Almira called Elisha, and they called him a name, Baal Kunafayim. The Baal of Kunafayim of feathers. We'll soon see why it's called Baal Kunafayim. So the Mor Mahi, what does it mean tefillin needs a guf naki? What do you have to be clean about? Abaye Rama Shleif Fiyachben. It means, calls the man you wear in a tefillin, you can't let any wind come out from you. Trashi Shleif Fiyach, Sheyoch Olahamid Atzmai B'Shas HaRuach. You have to be able to hold yourself back to make sure no winds come out from the bottom of you. That's called the guf naki. But when you see something that come out, it's not nice to be wearing tefillin. Rava Omar Shilo Yishin Bem. You have to make sure you're not going to fall asleep with them. You shouldn't sleep with your tefillin on. The same thing that Rashi Shilo Yishin Bem. Val Shem Yafiach. One gzera is if you fall asleep, we're afraid then you're going to let some wind come out. Shem Yafiach Bem. Or is it Rashi Yira Keri? We're afraid maybe in the middle of the sleep he'll see Keri, and it's also not nice to see Keri when you're wearing tefillin. Avlim Yachol Li Zoyer Shilo Yisha. And the second man Yom holds, if you can watch yourself, you won't fall asleep. And Kol Hagufim Nikiim Bafochiyos. That's a normal thing. Everybody can watch himself from Afocho. It's no big thing. Shicholim Lahamad Asman. Everybody can hold himself back. So be you not afraid you're going to fall asleep when you're wearing tefillin. You're allowed to wear tefillin. The Maitre, this is the heter, at least why most of us don't wear tefillin the whole day, is because you have to have a guf naki the whole day. And today it's very hard to have a guf naki. You wear tefillin a long time, it's kamat zicha, some wind will come out of you from the bottom. Another reason is, you're not supposed to be masiyach das. That's what I was talking about here. You're not supposed to think about something else, or other things. So we can't think that much only about this tefillin. Halavai, we should have kavanah when we're in this tefillin for the mitzvah, for davening. I call upon him for the whole day, we're not nice to wear tefillin, because they either sham yafiach pem, or else they have different machshavis that are not nice to think about when you're wearing tefillin. So tomorrow now, the Amai Korolei Baal Kunafayim. How come they call this man the Yom HaKalisha Baal Kunafayim? Why do you have a shame Baal Kunafayim? The Toysvis, the tomorrow, Shepa Machas Gozra Malchus Remi Rosho. Gezerah Yisrael Shekola Maniach Tefillin, Yenakarus Moichai. the Romans made gzeira. Whoever puts on tefillin without tefillin on your head is near your brains. They're going to break into your brains. As you nakras moicha, they'll break open your head. That was the gzeira. Elisha menichem. Elisha wasn't afraid. He used to still wear a tefillin. V'yotzel ashuk. He even went outside to the shuk. Ruah kister echad. So one of the mamunim, one of the policemen saw him. Is rotz milafonav. He ran away from him. V'rotz achrav. And the policeman ran after him. When the policeman might finally caught up with him, Elisha took off his film off his head, and he held it in his hand. The policeman said, "What are you holding in your hand? I saw you wearing the tefillin. What do you have in your hand?" I have feathers of a pigeon in my hand. That's what I have. Kanfe yoyna. Is Porsche, and this happened, he opened up his hand, Porsche, this yodoy, v'nimtzu kanfe yoyna. And this happened, the tefillin came into kanfe yoyna. Is lefika karunais Elisha bar kanafayim. That's why the Chum called his name now, Elisha bar kanafayim. He had this nest that happened to him. It's because he was moisa nefesh to put on the tefillin. So the Gemara, maishino kanfe yoyna, how come the nest took place that the tefillin changed in to kanfe yoyna? Mishar oifis, how come a yoyna is more than other oifis, other birds? Mishrim the Yamto Knesset Yisrael Yoyna, because Klai Yisrael is doima to a Yoyna. Shenem Manapostik says, Kanfe Yoyna Nechpo Bechesed. The Kanfe Yoyna, the feathers of the Yoyna protects itself like Nech was covered up with Kesed. That Ma Yoyna, just like a pigeon, Kenofeho Maginus Aleh, the feathers protect it, is Af Yisrael Mitzvahs Maginus Aleh. The same thing Klai Yisrael has something protecting them. What protects the Yid? The Mitzvahs he does. It's diamond to a yoyna. So Rashi, yinakru es moichoi shu tachas tefillin. Since you put your tefillin on top of your head, so that mokum is said they'll break in. Yinakru loshin nikur einayim, like it's taken out your eyes. Kister misavushu mamun akach, he was a policeman to check that yidin should not be wearing tefillin. Kans fe yoyna kufors kamei, levnei shehem mitzvahs. The tefillin is a mitzvah. They maginim li Yisrael. A mitzvah is protect the Klal Yisrael. Ve'evi lehem kikunafayim li yoyna. Same way the feathers are to a yoyna. Shinim shelis li yoyna ve'amitzvahs kunafayim. The Klal Yisrael is doimah to a yoyna, and the mitzvahs are doimah to kunafayim that protect the yoyna. Just like here, the mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. Kunafayim maginis aleim minatzina. The feathers protect the bird from the cold. U'mikol oif v'yodem habo aleil. Any bird that wants to bite it, or a person, the feathers protect the team. Hil nechemes umakib roish gapom. Hey, so Yoyna fights back with its feathers, with its wing. It fights back. Mashen came to Sharoifis. Not doing with other roifis don't fight back with its wing. But a Yoyna fights back with its wing, and as a wing is what protects the Yoyna. Here also Klai Yisrael, the mitzvahs protect Klai Yisrael. Right. Yibin Asura Shachroshim, the Mishnah says you're allowed to make hatmona in sawdust. Sawdust is not most of heaven. Iboiluhu, Reb Yehuda, an Asura Shachroshim koi, Reb Yehuda at the end it says a chilik. He says if it's thin, bedaki holds its osa. That's called most of heaven. Umate begasif, the material is thick, then he holds its mutter. So the question is, does he go on the mamash, the last case of nurish or pishtin, of pieces of flax? That he holds, small flax is awesome, big ones is mutter, or he even goes on a case before of the sawdust. Is he boiling whom? We have Yudan and Surah Shacharoshim, is even going on sawdust koi, or Yanurish or pishtin koi. No, he's only going on the pieces of flax. Toshima, the Tan Beferish. We have Yudan Weimer, Nurish or pishtin, the pieces of flax. Dakom, if it's very thin, small pieces of flax, Harehu Kizevim. It's the same thing like the zevel in the shmutz of the behema. That's a chepitz, that's mois of heaven, and it's also to make katmona with it. It's shema mina, nurusha pishtin koi, shema mina. If Yud is only going on pieces of flax, now that is the difference. If it's thin, it's awesome. If it's thick, it's mutter. Mashen kein, sawdust is no difference. No matter what size the sawdust is, it's mutter to put a pot, make katmona in sawdust, that's not mois of heaven. So if you make that katmona before Shabbos, it's mutter. Mishnah Baita. Toimnin bishalchin. You let him make katmona bishalchin to trashi oris. That means skin, leather. Kemoi vihivshit targim vayishlach. Vihivshit means skin of behema. The targim says means vayishlach. That's lotion of the skin. It's the skin you can make katmona with. Umetalt lenoisei. The chiddush is that's not muksa. Even after you take it off the pot, still you let it touch, it's not muksa. the gizei tzemach, let him make hatzmona with pieces of wool. V'yein metalt l'noisa. But gizei tzemach, that's already muksa. So once it comes off, it's muksa, you can't touch it. So drashi metalt l'noisa, bein shetomen behen, bein shetomen behen, techozi l'mezgo alayu. Hey shalchen, that means pieces of skin, that's not muksa. Since it's roy to sit on, you can put it down on the floor and sit on top of it, it's not muksa. Whether you use it for atzmona or not, it's not muksa. Vashenkin gizei tzemach, the pieces of wool, v'ein metatlos et rashi, the muksa same. Litovis lorik, pieces of wool usually you're going to use to make material out of, to make a beged with. So that's muksa on Shabbos. You can't make begodim on Shabbos, so the wool is muksa. So even though now you use it for atzmona, you covered up your supat with it, but when you take off the supat, we'll soon see how you can take it off. When you get the cover off, the wool still remains muksa. Kate said, now Sakasha, if the wool is muksa, and you have the wool all around your soup pot, how do you get the soup out? Kate said, so Drashi, Kate said, Zesha Tomin Bim, this person that made Hatamana put the wool all around the pot. Kate said, Yitukre Rosoi, Hilvi Yosla Taltalon, isn't this a muksa? You can't touch the wool itself. Shrehi Tamuna Kulabhen. Hatmana usually means you protect all around the pot you put the wool. That's called Hatmana. Mashenkin just on the sides, it's not called Hatmana. Hatmana has to be all around the pot. So here, if you have wool all around the pot, how do you get the soup out? So the Gemara, Noita Lesakisui Vehein Neiflis. You're allowed to pick up the cover itself. So Drashi, Noitla Nakisui means Shokadera. You're allowed to pick up the cover. Sheyesh Teres Kliya Liha. The cover of a pot has a shame kli, it's not muksa. You let her touch the cover of a pot. V'yaf agav shein oleha, Rashi's about warning, even though the wool is on top of the pot, on top of the cover, lo yichpis lon, it doesn't make a difference. The loinasis bosses lehem, it's not considered the wool is a bosses to the pot, to the cover. Shein osu yel lechasis kedera, you only have the wool, the purpose of the wool is to cover up the kedera, to cover up the pot. Now Rashi Bavon in Yishayla. So the Metzius says when you have this pot, even though the wool was all around it, we're talking about the top part of the handle of the cover was not covered up with wool. So since you could grab a hold of the handle and not touching the wool, you're allowed to grab the handle and pick up the cover. Even though by this you're making the wool full on the side, that's called the tiltum menatzad. What are you touching? You're touching the handle of the cover. And the cover is a kli. Now, by moving the cover, you're making the wool fall off. That's like taking a knife and moving peanuts off the table, peanut shells. We had tiltum and atzad is mutter. Habiyas for a dover, ha mutter, it's mutter to do it. There you want to be able to get the cover off, to be able to eat the soup inside. That's called a dover, ha mutter. It's mutter to do on Shabbos. So your habiyah could grab a hold of the cover, not touching the wool, the handle, some part that's open, you're allowed to pick it up, and the wool falls off. The Rashi of running the new shayla. The shayla, why doesn't the whole cover become muksa as the bosses? We had before something is a bosses a dover also, it's also. That means what's a bosses? L'mashal our leichter is a bosses. Since a leichter, you have the fire on top of the leichter, and the candlestick is holding up the fire, the whole candlestick is a bosses. That's a loch of muksa. Anything on, if the muksa is on top and everything underneath holding up the muksa, it itself also becomes bosses a dover also. So Rashi by running here, you have a soup pot. And you have hatmona, you have the wool on top of the pot. So why don't we say the wool on top is like the cover now is the bosses. It's holding up the wool. So even the cover should become muksa. So it wouldn't help you moving off the wool, because the whole cover should become muksa. So Rashi says it doesn't become bosses. And the svar is because bosses is the pshat, that the bottom thing is helping out the top thing work. Mush, when you have fire, you have a nair. You need the candlestick to hold up the fire. You need the bottom to hold up this. The bottom bosses means it's helping the top one. So it's like toffle to the H. The ikur is the H on top, and everything underneath it is helping it out. Mashenkin here, what's the ikur? The ikur is the soup. The ikur is the pot. That you have the wool on top, it's not the pshat, the cover is helping out the wool. It's full tarkir. The wool is helping out the cover. So like the wool is bottled to the cover. So since the cover is a dover amutter, you don't say bosses, dover usser over there. Hey, all over bosses means the bottom thing is holding up the top thing. Unless you put money on top of a bed. You want a place where to put the money. So male, the bed now is holding up the money, so the bed is like, is bosses to the money. The ikur is the money, this is holding up the money. But here, it's not the pshat that the ikur you want is the flax is you want the wool on top, and the pot is holding up the wool. The ikka you want is the pot. The ikka you want is the soup inside it. And pumfakir, the wool is just helping out the pot. So since the wool is helping out the pot, pakir, it's buses to the pot. And since the pot is not muksa, therefore you're allowed to touch, therefore you can take what's the cover. So, what? Because Rashi says it's miyucha to make the godim with. It's material. You're going to make a Vegas on Shabbos, it's muksa. Sure, raw material is muksa on Shabbos, sure. Raw material is muksa. What is the language for? What's it used for? To sew with. You're allowed to sew on Shabbos. So it's muksa. Thread is muksa on Shabbos. Yes, therefore that's the Eitzer. The Eitzer is, if you grab a hold of the cover, where it's open, the cover, not touching the wool, you pick it up and the wool falls off. That's Mishnah. Noiteles hakis, you can pick up the cover, vehein noifleis, and it can fall off by itself. We have Lezer ben Azayu, Aimer, no, Cooper, the pot itself, mato alfida, like tilted to the side, and let all the wool fall off it. Vinoitel. And that's the way then you pick up the pot. Why does he want all the wool to fall on the side? Val Shem, Yito, we're afraid maybe you pick up the pot, vienu yachal hachsim, you won't be able to put the pot back down again. Because if you pick it like straight up, maybe the wool will fall straight down again, and you have a little hole where you put the pot in. If the wool will all fall into the hole, you'll block the place to put the pot back. So the answer is, tilt the pot, let all the wool fall to the side, so then you pick up the pot, you can still put the pot back down again. You don't have to worry about this, you don't have to move it to the side, you can put it straight up again, and put it down again. So Drashi, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya Oimer Kupa, the pot, mat mito al tida, tilted to the side v'noitel. Kishavo lit lakteri, when you want to take this pot, mata hakupa al tida, tilted to the side. Why? Shem yito lakdera. We're afraid if you pick it straight up, you pick up the pot, v'yiflu hagizim, and the wool on the sides will fall. Shem ikana makana, both sides are teich guma, into the hole where you're storing the pot. Sheyoshva behem, where the pot was sitting. So if you want to put the pot back down again, like to make another hatmana, you can't move the wool on the sides anymore, to put it back in again. Therefore, the answer is, let it fall a little bit on the side. First, more explain why the Chum say you will have to put it back again. How can you put it back again? It's muksa. You can't touch the gizim, you can't touch the wool is muksa. So Gemara will explain what the Chama mean. So the kids of the Mishnah says that what? That shalchin, that's tam, or a skin, that's not muksa. Mashenken gizei tzema, pieces of wool, that's oimet fariga to sew with, that's muksa. Now you're allowed to make hatmona with these things. Now if you made hatmona with the gizei tzema, it's a shal of muksa. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how you can touch the wool. So the Gemara. Yosef Reb Yonasan ben Achinoi. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elozer, they were sitting together. The Yosef, Rabbi Chanina bar Choma Gabayu, Chanina bar Choma was all sitting with them, all three together. The Kami Boilu, he had the Shaila. Shalchin Shabala Bayis. What about if a Bala boss has the skin? Has he just shechted the behema and he has the skin of the behema? Is that muksa or not? So Rashi Shalchin Shabala Bayis Tanan. This is the forget. Kami Boilu. Shalchin Shabala Bayis Tanan. Does the Mishnah that say that skin is not muksa, it only means a balabos. When he brought it home to his house, in his house he's going to use the skin the way it is, so it's called a kli, it's not muksa. But maybe avul shalumin, but a person that sells skin, kiba the kapar alayu. Since it's oimit for schor, it's oimit to sell the skin, he's makba not to touch it on Shabbos, he doesn't want to ruin it. It's not like his skin he's going to keep for himself, he's going to sell the skin. So maybe that lives muksa. Since it's set aside for schor to sell, it's not oimit to use right now. So it doesn't have a shem kli. Leimit tatlinan lu, you can't touch it. Oidilma no, the Mishnah says tam, shalchin is not muksa, shal umen tanan. The Mishnah means even skin from an umen, the person that sells the skin. V'chol shchen shabalabayis, navada from balabos is also not muksa. Shrashi shalchin shabalabayis tanan, demutla tautlan, only a private person's skin, that you're allowed to touch. Shein oim dimli mocher, it's not oim for a person to sell it. V'lei kapadla, you're not so makbad then, you bought skin, you take in your house, and you use it sometimes to sit on. You can put it down on the floor and sit on it. It's kimitnefi. Even if it gets dirty, you're not so makbid. V'chazle mizgu alayu. It's right to sit on. You can put it on your floor and sit on top of it. So that's not muksa. avul shav umin shayim dais lamaicher, and an umin usually sells his skin, copper delay, his very makbid, the skin should not get dirty. Hilkach loy lamizdekayim was not aimed for it to be sitting on. V'yein metaltanoi say, since you don't use skin to sit on, what is skin aimed for? Maybe to make a kli, to make a shoe out of it, to make things out of it, so that you can't do on Shabbos. Say, no, vado, it's mukta. The only svar where skin is mukta, because you could use it to sit on top of. So Balabas is not makbid if it gets dirty. But maybe an umin is yemakbid, so from an umin it should be like muksa. That's the shayla. Omulu Rabbi Chanina bar Chomo, he answered, Kachom Rabbi Yishmob Rabbi Yossi. This is what Rabbi Yishmob Rabbi Yossi said. He said, Abba, his father, Shalchehevi. His father was an umin, a person that sold skin, a skin seller. Trashi umin la'abedoiris. He was an umin, a professional that made the skin, made it into good leather. Shalchehevi. The Omar, and he used to say, Heviyu Shalchan v'neishav alayim. He used to say on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, bring me the skin, let's sit on it. So Vaisas Kuloi held, even from the umin, even from somebody that's selling the skin, still is not so makbid upon it, that if they'll need it to sit on, they'll use it. Therefore, it's not looks even shel umin. Shrashi b'yama b'choyl. As Rashi says, b'choyl. Heis heviyu shalchem v'neishav alayim. Amal le'kopit. The sound where Rashi said after b'choyl. Mashma the meister was b'choyl. But it's still a raya. Because you see, even in the weekdays, he wasn't makbid to say, since I'm an umin, I'm selling the skin, I'll never sit on it to get it dirty. He wasn't makbid if it got dirty. Got dirty, so what? I'll still be able to sell it. That you put a skin on the floor and sit on it doesn't ruin the skin. But yet, use your skin, you have to work it over more. So the more you sit and use it, the more you're working on it, the more it comes better. So that's the raya, it's not called muksa. See, Tosis learns, the top Tosis, Pirush Rach, V'yamar v'yilu shalchem b'shabbos. The ma'aseh was, he told them, bring us the skin on Shabbos. So that's a very good raya. You see, it's not muksa. But even according to Rashi, you have to say it was also a raya from Chol, that's not muksa. Yeah. Right. Meisa v'kasha. Says Alocha, Nisorin shabalabayis, if you have wood, like lumber. If the balabas brought it home already, is metaltle noisai. You're allowed to be metaltle. It's called the kli already, and you could use it. The sarm were beams that they used for in the house, either for a board like you used to cut bread on or to cut food on. It was a board that was usable in the house. So it has the shame kli on it. You're allowed to be metaltle on Shabbos. Mashenke v'shel umin, if you have this board that belongs to the umin, to the person that sells boards, then a metaltle noisai. You're not allowed to be metaltle on Shabbos. Since it's oimit to sell these boards, so he's makbid not to use them, it doesn't have a shem kli on it. But if the umen had das to use this board, I'm going to use it as a bread board. I have das, when I have guests over, I'm going to put the bread on top of this board. Then, benkach u benkach metautlin. Since even the umen had das to use it, so we see he's not makbid upon it, he'll use this wood, then we say it's not muksa. If the umen did not have a favorite shadat to use this wood, the nesorim would say it is muksa. Why? Since it's set aside for selling it, he doesn't want to use it to get it dirty. He's makbid not to use it. So you see, an umen is makbid not to use his chveitzim unless he has a favorite shadat to use it. So what's the difference between nesorim, pieces of wood, or oiris, pieces of skin? And the Marian Chanami, shani nesorim the kopa the alayi. I'll tell you, there is a difference. Wood, the umin is makbid. If you use wood, it'll get a little bit dirty, you can't sell it anymore. Mashenkin skin doesn't get dirty skin. Even if you sit on it, like we said before, the more you work it, the more you use it, the better the skin gets. It gets dirty, just wipe it off. It doesn't stay dirty. Chirashi? The Kopra Lyle, Shemi is Kalkulu. You see, the umin is yeh makbid not to use his things. The Teretz is only makbid on wood, but not on skin. Toshima, Oirois. If you have the skin, bein avudim, whether you worked it over, you stepped on it a lot, made it into good leather, ubein shein avudim, it wasn't worked upon yet, muta l'taltel on b'shabbos. You're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. And loy omru avudim, it only says the halacha whether there's a chilek. If the skin is worked over or the skin is not worked over, elul in your tumah bovad. It's only nafkumin et ilchas tumah. For tumah, a kli or is makabel tumah. What's called a kli or? Like a pitcher made out of skin. That's only if the skin was worked over, came into good leather, that's called a kli. If you have raw skin that wasn't worked over yet, that's not called a kli, it's not called metabol, it's not mekabel tumah. So you only have a chilek whether the skin was worked or not, negayat to mekabel tumah. But negayat to hilchas tutl on Shabbos, is it called muksa or not? No, all skin is not called muksa, you're allowed to use it. Rashi, "V'le'amoran avudim lo'yuskru lechalek bein avudim she'enem avudim." Where does it say a chilek, whether the skin was worked upon or not worked upon? Elolinyan tumah. The avudim mekablan tumah. If you have a kli that was worked on, it's good leather now. That's called a kli for kabbalas tumah. For lo she'enem avudim, for the kli was not worked upon yet, it's not called a kli. It's not mekabal tumah. Zot gemara, my love, lo she'enor shabal abayis. It says tam mashma, any skin you're allowed to touch on Shabbos. It doesn't say a chil, whether it belongs to a private owner or it belongs to a store that's selling it. So you see, both of them are not muksa. It's a rai, they're not muksa. So the Gemara loy, I'll tell you that kasha balabayis it's mutter. Abashalumen, maybe no. Maybe a person that sells the skin, vaita, he's makbid not to use the skin for anything. So for him, it still remains muksa. For the Gemara Bazoi, Shalumein Mai, and Metalklin, you want to say from a Umin, a person that sells the skin, he can't touch it on Shabbos, it's Mukso, he hochi. Ho, the Torah, that's what it says. We're saying, you know where you have Chalukadinim, whether the skin was worked upon or not worked upon, that's Hilchas Tumah. Mashma of Hilchas Shabbos, though, for Mukso, there's no Chalukim. All skin is alike. The only time you have Chalukadinim by skin is only Hilchas Tumah. For the Gemara, liflug v'lisna v'lidah. Let's make a chiluk now with skin negate hilchos Shabbos. V'medavar mamurim. When do we say skin is not called muksa? You're allowed to use it. Shabbat abayis. Only if a private owner has the skin home, there we say it's not makpid to put the skin on the floor to sit on it. So it's called the kli he could use. But maybe shalumein, a person that sells the skin, loy. Maybe he's makpid not to sit on the skin. For him, it's not called the kli yet. Oblai b'oser. So if your tail umen is oser, shred the brisa. Why does the brisa only say chalukadinim v'ilchus tumah? The shir said for Shabbos oser the chalukadin. That Shabbos, when is it mutter for private person, but not for numen? So the more that's not so shver. Kula b'balabayis kemayra. Tell you this whole brisa is only talking about a balabos. A balabos that takes home skin, any type of skin a balabos takes home is like this. For Shabbos, it's all mutter. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. It's right to sit on, it's called a kli. Where do we have chalukadinim? Only filchas tumah. If you want to know, is this skin going to be mekabel tumah or not, it depends. If it was worked upon, then it's called the clear, would be mekabel tumah. If it's not worked upon, not. But the whole brisa is only talking about a balabos. If it wants to talk about hilchas umen, maybe umen also will have a chiluk filchas Shabbos. So for me, you have no raya. So the Gemara kitanoi. The maskoni is applies to machlokes tanoi. Says like this. Oy roshu balabayis metaltle noisoi. V'shalumein ein metaltle noisoi. Ferosha Tanakama. That makes a chiluk. Skin is only not muksa for a balabos, a private person on Shabbos. Mashenken and umen, the person that sells the skin, v'im it's muksa ein metaltle noisoi. Reb Yoisi yoimen no echad zeh v'echad zeh metaltle noisoi. Reb Yoisi's matarin says no, even for an umen, still it's not makvit upon it, and it remains a kli, you're allowed to touch for hilchus muksa. It's not called muksa. And Allah here we go lakula. We hold that all skin is not called muksa, since you could sit on it, male is called a kli, it's not, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Right. Hodar yasu mekeboilu. As these three Amoraim before, they invite the sitting together, and they ask another shailas. Hoditna, not that the Mishnah says late in Klal Godol, ovas molochis aboyim chos rachis. There are 39 ovas molochis we have for Shabbos. Is keneged mi yomalhu? Keneged me. Keneged who? Where do we get the number 39? What happens we pick 39 molochis? How do you get punk 39? So the Gemara, keneged mi yomalhu. Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, Omalu, keneged me. Omalu, Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, keneged avoydes haMishkan. We get 39 because the Torah makes a smichus, the meleches of Shabbos, to the meleches haMishkan. So just like by the Mishkan, we know there are 39 choshevah meleches. Who in Shabbos has 39 meleches? So Drashi keneged avoydes haMishkan. Oysan hamenuyes shom. The 39 meleches that says in the Torah about the Mishkan. The Perikla Godol, no, forget the 39 that it says in the Mishnah Leid in Perikla Godol, Hayotzricha the Mishkan. All those malachas were needed to be done for the Mishkan. O Parshas Shabbos, Nismachol Parshas Malachas HaMishkan, Lumad Hemenu. The Torah puts together, we just had a Vayakil, it says Parshas Shabbos, and it says Parshas Malachas HaMishkan. It puts the two together to tell us, we learn out. The Torah says, Lestasa Malacha. On Shabbos, it goes on which malachas? What's called the malacha for the Malachas HaMishkan. So that's how we have 39. In the Mishkan, we knew there were 39 malachas. That's how you have 39 for Shabbos. That's one shot. Omaluhu, Omalu Reb Yenisin, Reb Eloza. Kach Omer Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya. Keneged Malacha Malachtoi Umaleches Umalachto Sheba Torah. That in the Torah it says 39 different words of Malacha. Either Malacha Malachtoi Malachto. Lab Dachm Geith Hilch Shabbos of the Mishkan. Stam in the whole Torah it says 39 times the word Malacha. So that's a lima to tell us that in the Geith Shabbos there are 39 of us Malachas. Is Aboyim Chosrachis. So Rashi Sheba Torah means Sheksuvim B'chol HaTorah. In the whole Chamisha Chumsha Torah, it says 39 times the word Malach in the Torah. Lochi Kol Makro, Loisase Kol Malacha. Don't do any Malach on Shabbos. What's called a Malach on Shabbos? Keminyan Kol Malacha Sheba Torah. The gate to the minion of all the...